कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू टुडे सत्संग प्रोग्राम एंड आई एम ग्लैड टू बी हियर अमंग यू टू बी इंस्पायर्ड बाय योर डिवोशन एंड थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी दिस सर्विस दो आई एम नॉट फुली क्वालिफाइड फॉर दिस। आई सीक योर ब्लेसिंग सो दैट आई कैन परफॉर्म दिस सर्विस टू योर सर्विस। So in this verse which we are discussing now, Krishna says that among the many hooded serpents I am Ananta. So Ananta is Ananta Shesh. Shesha means the bed. He is bed of Lord Vishnu. He is also umbrella of Lord Vishnu. And he is also holding these universes, created universes. Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, when he breathes out, millions and millions of universes, they come out from his pores of his skin. And these universes are supported on the hooks of Lord Ananta. So each universe is supported on one foot of Ananta, and it is said that these universes appear like just sesame seed on his foot, just small sesame seed on his foot. So just imagine, can you imagine the size of this universe? No, we cannot imagine. Then what must be the size of his foot? And if he has got millions and millions, unlimited hoods, because there are unlimited universes created, so what should be, what must be his size, Lord Ananta's size? Now while he is supporting the universes on his hood, he is not supported on anything, there is no support for him. So what must be his power, strength? So, how he can do this? How he is doing this? Because he is the original source of the spiritual strength. Lord Ananta is the original source of spiritual strength. He is none other than Balaram himself, Lord Balaram himself. Now, who is Lord Balaram? Lord Krishna, his original form is known as Swayam Rupa. So then he expands into two forms. They are called Swayam Prakasha and Vaibhav Prakasha forms. Swayam Prakasha means he comes as he is in many forms. Just like when he performed Ras Leela, there were thousands of gopis, and to each gopi he was appearing. And each gopi was thinking, Krishna is only dancing with me. Even though there are thousand gopis, he manifested himself in thousand forms to each gopi. So that is called Swayam Prakash. Even in Dwarka, he had 16,108 wives. And each wife was thinking, my husband is only with me. So he manifested himself in his original form in 16,108 numbers. So that is Swayam Prakasha form. Now, in Vaibhav Prakasha forms, there is slight difference. And it is said that Balaram is the Swayam Prakasha form of Lord Krishna. I mean, Vaibhav Prakasha form of Lord Krishna. And what is the difference between Balaram and Krishna? Lord Balaram plays a buffalo horn while Krishna plays a flute. And Lord Balaram has fair complexion like freshly formed cloud, and Krishna's complexion is blackish like the rain cloud. And the third difference is Balaram possesses abhiman or a mentality, servitor mentality. He thinks, I am the servant of Krishna. Whereas Krishna doesn't have that mentality. He is the master. He may be Parthasarathi, he may appear to be servant of Arjuna, who is just a living entity. But still, he is the master. He doesn't think that I am servant of Arjuna. He is master. So, these are the differences. So, Krishna I describe as Satchidananda Vigraha by Lord Brahma. That is, his form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So these are called Sandini, Samvit and Aladini potencies. Now Sandini potency means Sat potency or eternality, and Samvit potency means Chit or the knowledge potency. It also manifests in spiritual world as Sambandha. Krishna is my son, Krishna is my father, Krishna is my friend. So this Sambandha, this potency manifests in this Sambandha form. And Anladini means bliss potency. So Radharani is the predominating deity of Aladini potency, and Krishna himself is the presiding deity of Samvit potency, and Balaram is the presiding deity of Sandini potency, that is eternality. So that's why all the forms that are there in spiritual world, like Vrindavan, the forest, rivers, the covered boys, and everything, Vaikuntha planets, all these which are eternal in nature, they all come from Lord Balaram. So all Vishnu's dham, his paraphernalia, everything comes from Lord Balaram. So Balaram, he is not non-different from Krishna, he is as good as Krishna, but in the servitor mood. Now this Lord Ananta, with his millions of hoods, he is singing the glories of Lord, Supreme Lord. And each mouth is singing different glories. And not a single glory is repeated any time so far. Time immemorial he is singing the glories. So Lord's glories are Ananta, unlimited. They will never be over. He will never finish. Lord Ananta will never finish. So since he is singing the glories of the Lord which are Ananta, so Balaram is also called Lord Ananta. So further, Lord Krishna says in his verse that among the aquatics I am Varuna, and among the departed ancestors I am Aryama. And among the justice givers, I am Yama, the Lord of Death. So Varuna is in charge of water bodies. And those living entities which are in the water bodies, he is the master, he is the controller. The departed souls are taken to a planet known as Pitraloka. And Aryama is the controller of this Pitraloka, and those who are taken to Pitraloka, then they are presented in a court of universal law, and the chief justice of that universal court of universal law is Lord Yama, the Lord of Death. So Lord of Death, that is Yama, he gives justice, he finds out what are the sins this person has committed, and accordingly he decides his next body, what type of body he will take. So there are, of course, the devotees need not worry about these planets, because they will not go to Pitraloka or court of universal law. They will be directly taken, aeroplane will come and they will go in the aeroplane to Vaikuntha planet. So just chant Hare Krishna and you don't have to worry about these lokas. So there are 33 crores of devatas or demigods who control various planets, various activities of this material world. So who are they? Earlier we saw Krishna's Swayam Rupa expands into Swayam Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. So Vaibhav Prakash form expands into two types, that is Swayam Swamsha and Bhinnamsha. Swamsha is also called Vishnu Tattva. Is described by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita. Deepar chire vahi dashantaram abhyupetya deepayate vivratahe tu samana dharma yasya drage vahi ja vishnu taya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So deepar chire vahi dashantaram abhyupetya. Suppose you have one candle, and with that you light, say, 10 candles. What will be the quality of the flame on those 10 candles? It is same as the first candle, right? The size of the flame, the heat and light emanated by that flame is same as the first candle. But still, the first candle is original and the other 10 candles are the expansion of the first candle. So like that, Vishnu Tattvas are same in power of the Supreme Lord. But again, they are expansions of Supreme Lord, Vishnu Tattva. And then Bhinnamsha. There are Bhinnamsha which are called living entities, or Jiva Tattva or Jivatma. So living entities like you and me, we are all these Jiva Tattvas. So there are some Jiva Tattvas who are empowered to perform, to take care of certain activities of this material world, because Lord is maintaining this world. To maintain the world, he needs officers, just like in a company, they need officers, managers to take care of various activities. So here also he needs officers to take care of various activities of this universe. So there are some jivatmas who are empowered to do these jobs. So they are called demigods or devatas. So that's how, you know, we have Varuna, Aryama, or Yama, devatas like that, who take care of various planets and various activities. So, do you know who is in charge of Earth planet? Bhudevi. Yes, Bhudevi. She is in the form of a cow. So that's why, you know, cow is sacred for us. And slaughtering a cow is an offense to Bhudevi, the controller of this earth where we are living. So it's a great sin. So these demigods, devatas, they assist the Supreme Lord in maintaining this universe. So they are the representatives of Supreme Lord. And the scriptures say that the representatives should be respected as good as the Lord Himself. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. Sakshad Harit. They are to be respected as the Lord Himself. Even Guru is a representative of the Lord, is a representative of Krishna. So he should be respected as the Lord Himself. So this is one reason why Krishna here says, I am Varuna, I am Aryama, I am Yama. This is one reason he says. The second reason is, suppose you are Prime Minister of this country and you have a council of ministers to take care of so many activities, and one of the ministers, suppose health minister, resigns, and you don't have a suitable replacement for that particular post, then what you will do? What you will do? Yeah, you yourself take in charge of that particular department. So, whenever a suitable personality is not available to carry out these activities, so he himself comes to perform those activities, to maintain those activities. So that's why, that's the second reason why he says that I am Yama, I am Aryama, I am Varuna. So he says like that, I am the demigod. So they should be worshipped as the Lord himself. So they are not different from the Lord. So Arjuna says, just now we recited this verse, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Param Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhu. Hey Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn and the greatest. This is Arjuna's realization about Lord Krishna. Now, you know, people may say, Krishna is boasting about himself, and Arjuna is his friend, and he is supporting him. What is great in that? So that's why Arjuna is clarifying here. Ahustam rashaya sarve devarshi naradasata asito devalo vyasaha swayam chaiva bravishime. So it says, all the great sages such as Asita, Devala, Narada, Vyasa, they confirm this. And now you are also telling me the same thing. So yet, in spite of all these things, people now, you know, Kali Yuga people, they may say, it's all mythology, you know, I don't believe in this, it's all mythology. So, Arjuna, for such people, Arjuna is asking, requesting Krishna in the next verse, O Janardana, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulence. I am never satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. So he says, please describe again your opulences, the power of your opulences. So in response to Arjuna's request, Krishna is describing his opulence in relation to that power and opulence of these demigods. Demigods are powerful, isn't it? We know the power of demigods. Even an atheist will agree that there is a lord of rain, there is a lord of wind, there is a lord of death. They can't deny, they know, because demigods are very close to us. And we know their power also. We know the power of wind. When and hurricane comes, we know what happens, right? When death comes, we know what happens. Some people have seen, even Yamadutas. We have read, we have heard in Ajamil story also. But some people have even seen Yamadutas. So they know they exist. Yama is existing. There is a lot of death and we know his power. Nobody can escape from death. We know it. So, since we know the power of these demigods, devatas, so Krishna is telling about his opulence in relation to the opulence of these demigods, so that we can understand. And then later he says that the power and opulence of these demigods is but a tiny fraction of my opulence, my power. So if, you know, such powerful personalities like Varuna, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Yama, if that their power is just a tiny fraction of Krishna's power, so what should be Krishna's power? So now why Krishna is saying this? He is telling about his powers. Vedesha sarve ahameva vedyo. The purpose of Vedas, the purpose of knowledge is to know God. Right? So by all the Vedas, I am to be known. Ahameva vedyo. So purpose of all knowledge is to know God. To know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once some Mayavadi sannyasis had come to meet Prabhupada, and Prabhupada asked them, who is God? They started telling unmanifest, no form, no this, no that. Then he called some little Saraswati. And he called, who is Krishna? He said, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, he knows who is Krishna. They don't know. He is not there, he is not this, he is not that. Neti, neti, neti. So, the knowledge, ultimately, what is knowledge? Knowledge is to know who is God, and that God is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song is beautifully describing who is God and what is his so we'll read this translation of the song which we sang in the beginning. So he says, Tumi Sarveshwareshwara, Brajendra Kumara, you are the Supreme Person, you are the Lord of all Lords. And some people may have doubt that Krishna came as, you know, Gopa, Valval, covered boy, and then how he can be supreme? Even Brahma was bewildered by his the simple activities. So people may get bewildered. So he says, Brajendra Nandana, Brajendra Kumara, Tumi Sarveshwara, Brajendra Kumara. So, O youthful son of King Vraja, you are the Lord of all Lords, and creation and destruction take place in the universe according to your will. And according to your will, Lord Brahma creates. And in accordance with your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. Lord Shiva, tava ichha mate, Shiva, Korina Samhara. Lord Shiva destroys in similar obedience to your will, and by the wish of which Maya creates the prison house of this world. Which is the prison house of this world? Where is the prison house? So we have to get out. What is the key? Key is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant this word, if you chant this mantra, the doors will automatically open. You don't have to use the key also. So there is no botheration of, you know, keeping the key in your purse or pocket and getting lost in the crowd. By your will, the living beings take birth and death, birth and die. And by your will, they meet the prosperity and ruin and happiness and sorrow. The tiny soul bound up by Maya vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my protector and maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. We should come to this understanding that without the ashraya or protection of lotus feet of Lord, we have no other hope. But now I have given up all confidence in my own strength and endeavor. Now I depend solely on your will. Bhaktivinod is most poor and his pride has been leveled. Now he lives and dies in accordance with your will. So this is the understanding we should reach. This is the real knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything happens by his will. So Krishna is the Supreme Father, and father has to be sometimes strict. He has to be firm and strict sometimes. So it is said that Krishna, he gives only what we need. He doesn't give what we want. So many people, they don't want to worship Krishna. And even those people who worship Krishna, they don't worship properly. Because of our insufficient faith, of innumerable material desires, and the strong material conditioning, we don't worship him properly. So sometimes he has to be strong, firm in his dealings with us. That's why he manifests himself in most merciful forms. So the other day, we were taking dinner together in our house, and my 4.5-year-old grandson, he refused to eat. He said, "I will not eat." So his father started chastising him. "No, you should eat now. With all of us, you should eat now. Because we wanted him to sleep early. Otherwise he cries in the morning when he gets up. I don't want to go to school." So earlier he sleeps, then he will have enough sleep. So he was insisting that you should eat now. And he was saying, "No, I will not eat." So he said, "If you don't eat now, you will not get afterwards. You will have to sleep hungry." So lot of cajoling and forcing or threatening, nothing worked. That boy was very adamant, "I will not eat," that's all. So his father, my son-in-law, he ultimately, he said, "Papa, don't give him anything today. Let him sleep hungry. We'll teach him a lesson. Because that boy sleeps with me." And he went to his room. after some time, I asked this boy, "So Shyam, when you want to eat?" So he says, "I will not eat." Then I asked him, "After some time, if you are hungry, then what you will do?" Then he said, "I will eat rice." Then I said, "The papa has told me not to give you rice. Then I will take breakfast." So breakfast means bread butter. For him, breakfast means bread butter. So I will take breakfast. So I said, "Papa has told me not to give you anything." So suddenly, he got up. He confronted me with one hand on his waist and another finger showing like this. "You are not Papa, you are Aju." Aju means grandfather. He said, "You are not Papa, you are Aju. And you should give me anything I want and anytime I want. Understand?" Shouted at me. I was surprised. Then I told him, "Yes, I'll give you, but only on one condition, you have to be a good boy." Then after some time he said, "I'm hungry," and I had to give him everything he wanted. So that's how, you know, he was, you know, hinting that, you know, Papa can be strong, I mean firm and saying, but you cannot be like that. You have to be merciful form of Papa. So similarly, Krishna, when he deals with living entities, he has to be firm and strong in his dealings sometimes. So he comes in a very merciful forms. And the most merciful forms he comes is, one of the forms is in front of us, Lord Lakshmi Narayan. So it is said, Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna accepts the worship from neophyte devotees as Lord Lakshmi Narayan. He doesn't accept as Krishna. Unless you come to up to some level of purity in your sadhana, in your spiritual progress, unless you come to a certain level of purity, he will not accept your service directly. He will accept service as Lakshmi Narayan. So Lakshmi Narayan is the most merciful form of Lord Krishna. Then more merciful form of Krishna than Lakshmi Narayan is Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath even goes on streets to give darshan to even atheists. He goes to streets and he gives darshan to everybody to deliver these sinful living entities. So one day will come, even in Singapore, Jagannath will go on streets. Simai Road, Beach Road, Henderson Road, Arthur Road, Jagannath will roam on these streets. So even more merciful form of Lord than Lord Jagannath is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributes freely, without any qualification, the highest perfection of human birth, that is Krishna Prema, to everybody who chants, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah." One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by the process of bhakti, bhaktya mam. Only by the process of bhakti, you will understand me as supreme, understand me as Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just by accepting this process, by just by taking this process, as Srila Prabhupada has given to us, if we follow this chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, then we can understand Supreme Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead and go back home, back to Godhead. That is the perfection of our life. Hare Krishna. So, since we have some time, we can do, we'll perfect our life by chanting Hare Krishna. Question we'll take? Well, first we'll take question? Okay. Narayan and Ram, they are in the same category. Lakshmi Narayan and Ram, they are in the same category of Lord Ram is a Maryada Purushottam. He sets an example how we should live our life. How we should be a good father, a good son, a good brother, a good husband. So he has set example in everything, every relation in life. How he should be. So he has given an example. So he is the most merciful form. He is as good as